he was writing. Why did people keep impinging on his precious writing time? Was it any wonder that he'd been so unproductive recently? There it was again, that tap, tap, tapping on his chamber door. It didn't sound very Parnekian. She may have been a little old lady, but she was surprisingly strong, and being deaf apparently meant she had also lost her sense of touch that informed her she was pounding on someone's door. If it wasn't her, who else could it be? Eddie was a reclusive artist who, at that time, made most of his money by selling poorly rated distressed wood sculptures on Etsy. He was very careful to keep his home address private, having received his one and only return via the medium of it being hurled at his window at 3 a.m, wrapped in a piece of paper bearing a 2-star review. Heaven knows what they'd have done with it had it only merited 1 star. The glass, thankfully, hadn't broken, given that the softness of the wood was one of the regular complaints he received. Besides, with the exception of Mrs. Parnecki, anyone else would have just rung the doorbell. All things considered, it stood to reason that nobody was in fact tap, tap, tapping on his chamber door. He was about to dismiss the sound as a figment of his feverishly creative imagination when it happened yet again. It even seemed more insistent this time. Eddie rose to his feet, a sense of dread engulfing him. Now he dismissed the obvious answer to the question of the identity of this mysterious tapper, more sinister possibilities were presenting themselves. Kids. It could well be kids. He found solace in the thought, even though it meant this was the prelude to some form of inevitable attack. Eddie's determination to keep the cape alive as a sartorial choice for the discerning gentleman had drawn the ire of the heathen progeny of Stockport. He quietly disengaged the latch on the front door. His best option was to open it suddenly, in the hope of catching the miscreants in the act and scaring them off. Whatever happened, this time he would not attempt to deal personally with any burning brown paper bags or Amazon boxes on the welcome mat. This was a rental property. He'd call the fire brigade and hope they arrived in time to control the blaze before it burned the house to the ground. It was a preferable alternative to ruining another set of silk slippers battling a flaming bag of excrement, the content of which was so large he could only hope it had come from a very big dog who needed more fibre in his diet. Eddie hurled the door open to find nothing but the aforementioned dank and drizzly night awaiting his attention. The only activity he could see was a lost and lonely Uber Eats bike riding forlornly into the night. Shit, that rhymed. He slammed the door shut and raced back towards his desk. In his haste, his slippered foot caught the corner of the desk and he howled in pain. He was hopping in place, clutching his abused tootsie, when once more he heard that tap, tap, tapping on his chamber door. No, not the door. Now he was standing upright, he realized the sound was, in fact, coming from the window. A tree branch? But there was no tree in the garden. Not anymore. He'd recently taken it down as part of an extensive remodeling project. Mrs. Parnecki had been to see him about that, too. Some nonsense about not being allowed to make substantive changes to the garden of a rental property without permission. Typical capitalist bullshit. For better or worse, this was his home now. Dreams of Scandinavian bleakness leading to international adoration were just that. Dreams. He had to stay here. And that meant whoever, or whatever, was tap, tap, tapping on the window was his problem. He approached it slowly, the drawn curtain swaying slightly in the damnable draft. Eddie steadied himself. This was his mind, his brilliantly creative, fervent mind playing.